We shall turn again to the Word of God in the book of Psalms, Psalm 121. Reading from the beginning, a song of degrees, I will lift up mine eyes unto the hills, from whence cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord, which made heaven and earth. He will not suffer thy foot to be moved. He that keepeth thee will not slumber. Behold, he that keepeth Israel shall neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord is thy keeper. The Lord is thy shade upon thy right hand. The sun shall not smite thee by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord shall preserve thee from all evil. He shall preserve thy soul. The Lord shall preserve thy going out and thy coming in from this time forth and even forevermore. May the Lord bless to us the reading of this portion of his own word. And our text is found in verses 5 and 6 with the Lord's help this evening. Verse 5, the Lord is thy keeper. The Lord is thy shade upon thy right hand. The sun shall not smite thee by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord's people need a firm footing. We considered that last time. God's people are safe because he will not suffer their feet to be moved. He upholds them. He supports them. He will not suffer thy foot to be moved. He that keepeth thee will not slumber. But, friends, not only do believers need a firm footing, they also need protection. Not only do they need support, they also need defense. And the one who protects his people is the Lord. The Lord is thy keeper. The Lord is thy shade upon thy right hand. The shade provides protection. The Lord is thy keeper. The Lord is thy shade upon thy right hand. Well, where do we go for support? We hear about the support that God gives, but is this something that we make use of? Where do we look to for protection? Where do we turn to when we feel threatened? The believer trusts in the Lord for protection. And with his help, we desire to consider this evening, first, the Lord who is our protector, and secondly, the certainty of his protection, and thirdly, the season of his protection, which we find in verse 6, the sun shall not smite thee by day, nor the moon by night. Day and night, night and day, the Lord is the protector of his people. So the Lord, who is our protector, the certainty and the season of his protection. First of all, the Lord, who is our protector. In verse 3, we read, he that keepeth thee will not slumber. In verse 4, we read, behold, he that keepeth Israel shall neither slumber nor sleep. Now, we know that the keeper can only be God, God who keeps his people. And this is comforting to God's people, and the fact that one believer is kept is assurance that all his people will be kept. But then, in our text, the psalmist actually identifies and names the one who keeps his people. He says, the Lord is thy keeper. So first it is he that keepeth Israel, or rather that is second, and before that, he that keepeth thee. But now he says, the Lord himself is thy keeper. The Lord is thy shade upon thy right hand. There is no doubt then, who keeps God's people? As John the Apostle told Peter when the Lord Jesus appeared on the Lake of Galilee after he rose from the dead, he said, it is the Lord. So it is the Lord who keeps his people. It is the Lord who protects them. Never forget that it is the Lord. And we find that it is four times repeated in this psalm. Again, verse 5, the Lord is thy keeper, the Lord is thy shade. And then in verse 7 we read, The Lord shall preserve thee from all evil. Verse 8, the Lord shall preserve thy going out and thy coming in. So we are given assurance of what the Lord, what Jehovah will do and what he will be for his people. And this name is the name Jehovah, as God spoke to Moses, I am that I am. He is the great I am, the infinite, eternal, and unchangeable God, who has the power of being in himself. He is. He is self-existent. No one gave him being. He exists of himself. He is never losing any of his being. He is never gaining any of his being. He simply is. He always was, is, and will be. As John said to those to whom he was writing in the book of Revelation, grace be unto you and peace from him which is and which was and which is to come. And what comfort is given to God's people here, that God, who is unchangeable, who is eternal, he who is from everlasting to everlasting God, is the keeper of his people. He that keepeth Israel, the Lord is thy keeper. And the name Jehovah, the great I am, brings before us the fact that the Lord saves sinners freely. He was not forced to save anyone. That just as he is self-existent, so he is sovereign and free in his grace. He is free in his purposes. He purposes to save sinners because he will. He will love them freely. And he is God who will accomplish his pleasure in the salvation of sinners. And because he is self-existent and he is free, forgiveness also is free. Because he is eternal and unchangeable, the fact that he does not change means that we are not consumed. If we are looking to Christ, believing in Jesus for salvation, God has forgiven us. He has forgiven all who believe in Christ. And that forgiveness is irrevocable. That is, he will never revoke it. He will never reverse it. He will never take back that forgiveness. When they are forgiven their sins, they are standing in the merits of Christ. They are justified freely by his grace. What comfort for God's people, knowing that their Savior is the Lord, Jehovah, the great I am. And this glorious free salvation by the blood of Christ is offered to you and me freely, without money and without price. We are to go to Jesus, look to him, find forgiveness through his cross. Look to Jesus as your substitute, the one who takes the place of the guilty. He was taking the place of the guilty when he was suffering on the cross, bearing the sin of many. And look to him as your substitute, as your Savior, your Redeemer. As the African woman said, he die, me no die. Jesus is the propitiation. That is, he turned away the wrath of God. And his death has infinite value, able to take away every stain of sin of every sinner who comes to Christ. Jehovah's infinity is transferred to his blood. And his blood is of infinite value because Jesus is Jehovah. Jesus is the great I am. And he says to you and me, him that cometh to me, I will in no wise cast out. How sufficient and suitable and lovely is this Savior. And all who shelter beneath his shadow have certain protection. So we consider, secondly, then, the certainty of this protection that he gives. The Lord is thy keeper. The Lord is thy shade upon thy right hand. Well, to keep someone or something means to protect it or that person. And so if the Lord is our keeper, and if he keeps us, then our protection is absolute. We have absolute protection if the Lord is our keeper. So unlike the protection that Cain was supposed to give, that he did not give at all. Remember, he was the older brother, and he should have been the first to look after Abel. But instead he was jealous of him, and he killed him. And then he mocked his role and said, "Am I my brother's keeper?" How awful that sin was. He didn't think he had to protect his brother. He didn't look after him. And in fact, he did the very opposite, and he killed him. But Cain went to his own place, just like Judas. Abel had someone else to protect him, to give him ultimate protection, and the Lord kept his soul safe. Abel believed in God. Abel was, by faith, doing the will of God, and Abel was safe by the blood of Messiah. So the Lord is thy keeper. That is, for everyone who is trusting in Christ, the Lord is thy keeper. The Lord is your own personal keeper. Think of that, as the psalmist says, "My own God is he. He is my refuge. He is my keeper. Yes, the Lord is my protector." How personal this keeping is. He is thy keeper. Yes, the Lord is thy shade upon thy right hand. Your keeper, your shade on your right hand. How personal this is. It cannot possibly be more personal and individualized. The Lord is your keeper, child of God. Go to him, trust in him. And the psalmist says, the Lord is thy shade, which reiterates or repeats the fact that the Lord is the keeper of his people. Shade in Scripture is a symbol of protection or defense. Remember Joshua in Numbers chapter 14 tried to encourage the people when the 10 spies gave the report about giants in the land of Canaan. Well, they all murmured. They thought, well, there's no hope for us. We'll all be slaughtered and destroyed by these giants. But Joshua stilled the people, calmed the people down, and said, "Only rebel not ye against the Lord, neither fear ye the people of the land, for they are bread for us. Their defense is departed from them, and the Lord is with us. Fear them not." So their defense, the protection of the Canaanites was gone. They were defenseless. And literally that word, if you look in the margin, Numbers chapter 14, verse 9, the word is shadow. Their shadow is departed from them. Their shade is gone. In other words, they have no protection. They were defenseless. They had nothing to protect them. They were trusting in idols, idols that can do nothing for them. But Joshua is saying, God is with his people, and he will bring us true safety. He will defend us as we fight his battles. So the Lord is our defense. The Lord is our shade, our protection, the psalmist says. So the shade is a symbol of protection, whether the picture is that of outstretched wings of eagles or the protection of a canopy or a pavilion or a tent, or the branches of a tree spread out above us. As you know, the shade provides relief from the elements. And we read in Psalm 17 and verse 8, the psalmist going to God for protection. He's surrounded by enemies, but he knew that he was dear to the Lord. And he says in verse 8, "Keep me as the apple of the eye. Hide me under the shadow of thy wings, from the wicked that oppress me, from my deadly enemies who compass me about. Hide me under the shadow of thy wings." He knew that he would find protection from God Almighty. Again, Psalm 36, verse 7. "How excellent is thy loving kindness, O God! Therefore the children of men put their trust under the shadow of thy wings." God is ready to comfort his people, assuring them of his protection as the wings of an eagle stretched out to provide shelter for the eaglets. God provides shelter and care and protection for his dear people. And how near this protection is. The psalmist says, "The Lord is thy keeper, the Lord is thy shade upon thy right hand." The right hand was the place where protection was stationed. That is, if there was a guard to help protect an important person, like a prince or a king, well, the guard would be placed on the right hand. And do we not also ourselves use the expression, so-and-so is my right-hand man? And what do we mean? Well, we depend upon that person. We count on him for special assistance more than perhaps any other person we know, our right-hand person. Well, the Lord is on the right hand of his people. He is his people's protector at their right hand. And God's people count upon the Lord. They depend upon him. He is always near to them. And God is infinitely trustworthy. They may trust in him because he is always true to his word and to what he has promised to do and to be for his people. So God's people will never be at a loss. Well, they may feel like it sometimes. But really, objectively, they're never at a loss. They know, if they were thinking properly, they know from whence their help comes. My help cometh from the Lord, which made heaven and earth. So they are to be looking to God, and if they are rightly exercised, they are trusting in him to be their protector. They will not ever find in their experience, when they look at their right hand, they will find no one there. If they're looking to the Lord, well, the psalmist in Psalm 142, as we sang, he says, "I looked on my right hand and beheld, but there was no man that would know me. Refuge failed me. No man cared for my soul. I cried unto thee, O Lord. I said, thou art my refuge and my portion in the land of the living." He looked at his right hand, but he saw no man. Yes, if you're looking to man, you'll see no man. If you're looking to man for ultimate help, no man that can help you. But he looked again, and he looked to the Lord, to God who was there to help him. And it was to God he went as his refuge, to God as his protection. Other helps may fail, but God will never fail his people. Their safety, God's people's safety is not ultimately in human devices, not in guard dogs, alarm systems, law enforcement. Our safety cometh from the Lord, the psalmist says, who heaven and earth hath made. So the psalmist may well say to his dear fellow believers, the Lord is thy keeper. The Lord is thy shade upon thy right hand. He is your personal guard and protector. He is your defender. Oh, friend, trust in him. Go to him again. He is always near you. As David knew from experience, when he says in Psalm 16, "I have set the Lord always before me, because he is at my right hand, I shall not be moved." God promises to be at your right hand, fellow believer. When you pass through the waters, when you go through the fires of the trials of this world, God will never leave you nor forsake you. And how different it is for the unbeliever. How solemn to think that the person who is at the right hand of the unbeliever is the adversary, the devil. Psalm 109, verse 6, David is praying against the enemies of God. They were not just his personal enemies. He was not seeking personal vindication out of personal revenge. No, but he was praying to God. And he says about the enemies of God, "Set thou a wicked man over him, and let Satan stand at his right hand." Satan is near to the lost. Oh, friend, may this awaken you and drive you to a Savior waiting to be gracious, to Jesus who is Jehovah, able to take away your sin. Flee to Christ. Flee from the wrath to come. Flee from the devil. Flee to Jesus. There is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus. Now, friends, the shade is protection from burning heat and glaring light. We think of God's infinite perfections. How can we stand before him? God, who is all light, all knowing, and God, who is all righteous, infinite in holiness. And how can we stand before him who is burning in his wrath against sinners in his great indignation? But let us never forget, the Lord is thy keeper. The Lord is thy shade upon thy right hand. This same infinitely holy Jehovah is also the shade of his people. The Lord, who is all light and all glory, is the shade of believers. He gives relief. He gives protection. Again, we are to go to Jesus when we feel scorched by our sin and by the punishment we deserve. We're to flee to Christ. Go to Jesus. He receives all who comes to him. Just like the believer goes to Christ, who is like the apple tree among the trees of the wood, she says, so is my beloved among the sons. I sat down under his shadow with great delight, and his fruit was sweet to my taste. You see, Christ, like a tree, soaked in all the rays of the wrath of God to provide the cool shade of salvation beneath the shadow of his cross. He suffered divine wrath to give sinners eternal life and eternal protection. Do you desire his shadow? Do you desire Christ? Are you looking to Jesus, who is both God and man? And his blood, as we said already, is infinite in worthiness, worth and value and merit. Rely upon his precious blood to wash away all your sins. Shelter beneath his blood, and you are safe for eternity. And go on looking to him. You will always, always be protected. So as we read in verse 6, we find the season of protection, which is constantly, at all times, the sun shall not smite thee by day, nor the moon by night. So whatever the danger, and whenever the danger, the Lord promises that that danger will not hurt you. The sun by day and the moon by night, it will not harm you, it will not smite you. Day and night, God gives infinite protection. So even the sunshine with all its warmth and pleasantness, yet even the sun with so many beneficial effects still can be dangerous, can not only burn our skin but strike our heads. There was a little boy, as we read, before he was born, his mother was barren, but the prophet Elisha said she would have a son. And then when she gave birth to the son and he grew up, or grew older anyway, it fell on a day, we read, in the chapter we read, that he went out to his father to the reapers, and he said unto his father, my head, my head. It must have been very hot, and he suffered heat stroke. And his father said that he should be brought to his mother, and so on. As you remember, you see, even in the severest of trials, the Lord gave protection, ultimate protection to the woman, and comfort. The child was raised from the dead. And so whatever may be the cause of hardship, the intense heat of afflictions, yet God will uphold his people, so that it may well be said, the sun shall not smite thee by day. And you may be tempted to say, I thought when I, now that I pass through these afflictions, I used to think that the Lord would never allow me to be smitten and stricken with so great afflictions like this. But you see, the Lord will keep you from the real harm of it all. And though the trials may be fiery and many, yet God will keep his people from the danger of them. He will bring them through it, and he will bring them out of it. As we find in Psalm 34, verse 19, the troubles that afflict the just in number many be, but yet at length out of them all the Lord doth set him free. But not only the sun, with all its obvious destructive rays, even the moon will not be a source of harm. The moon by night, it says, will not smite you. Well, what can be harmful about the moon? Isn't it a pleasant thing to stand out in the moonlight? Yet, historically, it wasn't always considered so harmless. Now, people used to think that the moon was the source of evil. Those who were moonstruck or lunatic were considered mentally deranged by the power of the moon. That's what they thought. But whether that is being referred to here or not in our text, yet any perceived evil from the moon, from the influence of the moon, whether it was thought of or whatever they imagined, it is nevertheless true that God will keep his people at all seasons, at the night time. And the moon was given to rule over the night. We read in Genesis chapter 1, verse 16. So God will keep his people from harm during the night over the which the moon was made to rule. So night and day, that is the main idea. At all times, at all seasons, God will protect his people. And perhaps we also may learn from this that whatever may be even imagined, whether it's true or false, if we think it to be harmful to us, whether it really is or not, God promises protection. He promises to be always there to help us in our worst fears, whether the fears are out of proportion or not, whether our phobias may be illogical to others and real to us, whatever the case may be. Where can we go for the most sympathetic support, the most unwavering comfort and assurance, the most vigilant protection, but to God himself? The Lord is thy keeper, and he is thy keeper at all times, an ever-present protection in all circumstances, from all enemies, from the world and theft and any other kind of threat, from human agency or satanic influence, Satan going about as a roaring lion. God promises to bruise Satan under our feet shortly. And the sin that dwelleth in us, rising up to overwhelm us, God promises to help us, to defend us, that he himself will subdue our iniquities. The Lord at thy right hand shall strike through kings in the day of his wrath. Christ is the great king of his people, and he will rule over us and defend us and restrain and conquer all his and our enemies. God is our defense, and he to us doth safety bring. God is near to his people, nearer than they realize. The Lord is thy keeper. The Lord is thy shade upon thy right hand. What security is here? And you may be saying, who is this psalm for? That's what I used to think a long time ago. Who is the person who benefits from these promises? These are wonderful, comforting benefits. Who is the one who receives these benefits? But the answer is found right at the beginning of the psalm. I will lift up mine eyes unto the hills, from whence cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord, which made heaven and earth. So the promises of this psalm are for those and only those who are trusting and obeying God, looking to God reconciled in Christ. They are saying with the Apostle Peter, Lord, to whom shall we go? Thou hast the words of eternal life. The ones who are supported, the ones who are protected, are the ones who are depending, and saying with the psalmist, O, do thou keep my soul, do thou deliver me, and let me never be ashamed, because I trust in thee. The Lord is thy keeper. May he bless his word. Let us pray. O Lord, help us to call on thy name. Help us to trust in thee as our protector, that thou wouldst be our defense in regard to all that may oppose us, all that would hinder us, all that we are fearful of, whatever it may be, spiritual enemies or natural forces at work upon earth, whatever may cause us alarm at night or in daytime, in company or in private, in our lonely moments, whatever the case may be, whatever our particular condition, physical or spiritual, oh, that we would be trusting, that we would lay hold of these words, the Lord is thy keeper. Oh, may it be personalized, that we would receive it ourselves by thy grace, trusting in Christ for salvation, trusting in him for upholding grace and for continual defense. Receive us graciously, bless thy word, and pardon all our sins. For Jesus' sake, amen. We shall conclude singing to God's praise from Psalm 91. Psalm 91 from verse 3. We can read from verse 1. He that doth in the secret place of the Most High reside, under the shade of him that is the Almighty shall abide. I of the Lord my God will say, he is my refuge still, he is my fortress and my God, and in him trust I will. Assuredly he shall thee save and give deliverance from subtle fowler's snare and from the noisome pestilence. His feathers shall thee hide, thy trust under his wings shall be. His faithfulness shall be a shield and buckler unto thee. Thou shalt not need to be afraid for terrors of the night, nor for the arrow that doth fly by day while it is light, nor for the pestilence that walks in darkness secretly, nor for destruction that doth waste at noonday openly. Psalm 91 from verse 3. Assuredly he shall thee save.
Assuredly he shall be saved and give deliverance from subtle fowler's snare and from the noisome pestilence. His
Let us conclude. The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Ghost be with you all. Amen.